Okay, there we are. Yeah, that was
Karen
little,
here.
That was a little kind of a Mercury retrograde thing. And by the way, Mercury retrograde is going direct today, later this afternoon.
Yay!
Oh, you can all relax and enjoy yourself. And not feel so upside down, like pineapple upside down cake or something. Oh, I like this so much better. I like being able to talk with everybody. I feel a little isolated sometimes when I'm just rambling around. I'm like, is anybody out there? I know you are, but I like the connection. Good. So I'm going to talk about a few things that I have experienced. And of course, did anybody remember about the Saint Germain Smile meditation? How did that go?
Yeah, I've been doing it.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's just a smile away, right? It's not like we have to sit down and remember to smile, which we can, but good, good.
It's just feeling good to smile, though.
Mm-hmm. It feels good, doesn't it feel good?
Yeah.
So right now I'm feeling the presence of Saint Germain, and as you know, we were talking about last week, I feel so honored and privileged that he's working with us and coming through, and he's happy with us also. So he can be kind of a, if anybody's seen pictures, but I'm feeling that right now, he can be kind of a serious person. I see him just kind of nodding his head. So that's great. And what the main experience, the main energy shift that I saw for us this last week is these two eclipses, which we just got through December 10th. And we've been talking about how when we got through the end of the Mayan calendar, the nine dimensions, the nine steps of the pyramid, that what we've been talking about is that, like the pole shift, the reversal, and then we'll be going back down through. Well, that's what I experienced, that this time between the two eclipses was. It was that portal shift for the planet, and it was the frequency shift where now, energetically, the frequencies, the reality, the matrix that we shifted into on the planet is going to be a separation between those who are able to look with the opposite eyes. Basically look in, experience the mother, the goddess, which of course is the premise of all of our talks and everything. But that's what I feel the shift actually occurred, that portal shift, that opening was what happened. Those eclipses were pretty intense. And so I really felt that that's what it was anchoring in. And, you know, when we think about, we've been talking about the different dimensions, and we think about 3D and people attaching themselves to the duality consciousness, right, wrong, good, bad, the shift that I see, that anchoring in of that mother portal, the opposite direction, and it's interesting that all of us were talking about different moments of quote-unquote getting confused or dyslexia. Things are turned upside down, and it's so interesting. And with the 3D access point, what I'm seeing is that there's basically the division of those who can now see life through their eyes, through the paradigm of their eyes. They now see life, and they experience and see and feel and experience that we are in a living universe. In other words, you can't just do whatever you want to the earth, and there are other conscious beings out there besides humans on planet earth, and there are stars are alive, that we live in an alive world. So there's the whole paradigm of the patriarchy, in large part, was based on the fact that things are dead. You can do whatever you want. You can pave the earth. You can pollute it. You can throw garbage on it. All these things. The paradigm was, it doesn't matter what you do. You can take what you want because it's not going to come back at you. It's just a dead thing. So that's one of the ways that I can define what I see as one of the biggest shifts that's happening, is that the paradigm is those who can now look through the eyes of the mother, those who can now see and feel that we live in a universe that is alive, that the ether is a vibrating force that's alive. And when we put thoughts like pebbles into a pond, when we put thoughts into the pond, we're going to get ripples effects. We're going to get the vibrations, and we're going to get the mirror effect faster and faster and faster, which I'm sure everybody's experienced, that even just the slightest thought form comes back amplified, and things come back to you faster and faster and right away. That's because we're shifting into the consciousness, the awareness, that everything is alive. Your thoughts are alive. Your cells are alive. And we're leaving behind the death imprints. So any institutions that don't serve us, or thoughts that don't serve us, or people that don't serve us, are going to be really shown for what they are, and are literally crumbling and going to be taken down or taken apart or ripped apart or ripped from our sight. And that sounds a little, you know, intense or maybe a little violent, but that's, things are changing really rapidly. And, you know, we've been talking at the beginning of the call about, you know, certain people that have transitioned from the earth plane into spirit realms through different means. And I was at a celebration of life on Sunday night for a friend of mine, a lady who passed, and it was really beautiful because I got to actually see her and talk to her and share with other people in the room what she was saying. And I got to, kind of after everybody shared, I got to be the last person talking, and of course we chanted a call. I let everybody in a call if they didn't know about a call. And I really experienced during the calls that what she really wanted to communicate to everybody was that she is part of us, that you can become even more aware of that once you're not in 3D, how we are actually a part of each other, because we're in a living universe of which we are a part. We're not some dead object that's in the way or something that is not worthy of love, or whatever kind of spin that's been put on our psyche or on our consciousness. So that, it's those kinds of thoughts, if they come up inside you, or you see others around you not being worthy or not feeling lovable, those kinds of things are all reflections of this paradigm of, you know, the dead universe. And then that sounds very kind of graphic and heavy, but it is graphic and heavy, that kind of consciousness. So that's what I see, this upside down, this portal, what's happened with this universal shift during these two eclipses, was this, things just really got turned upside down. And I'm feeling really relieved about that, actually, as we're like shedding the skin. So as we think about the Kundalini as compared to a snake, and how the snake, it crawls through, and as it moves, as it evolves and grows, it literally drops away its old dead skin. And that's what I see, that we're crawling through these skins and we're leaving the dead skin behind. And again, that's a little graphic, but I think it kind of describes what's happening. So as we move out of Mercury retrograde, the question for you is, what do you feel really clear about? What do you feel is your next step that you're ready to move into or leap into? Because I think that you'll find, as these denser layers are let go of, that there's more layers of lightness or clarity to jump into, to move into. And it's almost like, yeah, a Uranus Aries moment, like a light bulb moment, like, oh, where you were maybe totally unclear about something for a really long time, and then all of a sudden it's so clear, like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do, or that's where my energy's going. And I experience it as a lightness of being. It's a clarity, but it's also a lightness. It's what takes you to that next lighter level, that next level of lightness, that next layer of less density. And we've talked about how these nine dimensions, each layer is less and less dense. So each layer is filled with more light. So it could seem kind of overwhelming to think like, oh, yeah, I'm communicating with the center of the Milky Way, or I'm communicating with the stars, but it's just about tuning into layers of light, and then you can actually start feeling that the stars are alive. And even more than that, as you tune into the stars or feel them, that there's an interaction going on. And I'm actually, you know, was talking to a friend of mine last night, and we were tuning into kind of star frequencies and feeling that the stars were responding to us, which again, you know, kind of used to sound funny to me. I didn't understand that for a long time. But as we put our energy out and our love out, really more importantly, the love of the galaxy is coming back to us. So that's the paradigm shift. That's the boundary that's been released, that the love of the galaxy is able to come back to us. And we're now becoming galactic humans, galactic citizens, in this space of feeling united, feeling connected, feeling at one with, feeling in love with, feeling a part of. So it's been a pretty big shift. And we've got some basic planetary energies that we're going to be dealing with for a while. We're going to be dealing with this Uranus-Pluto square until January 2015. You know, again, we all know Uranus is those sudden changes, and Uranus rules Aquarius, and we're now in the Aquarian age, so expect lots of sudden changes. And it could just be like, I don't remember what my address is, and, you know, something sudden and unexpected, or it could be a big life change. But Pluto, again, is the deepest subconscious, so that would be those structures. It could be like belief systems that are being held in place, that are being shaken loose, or it could be structures, or any foundation, again, that holds that death imprint energy. So we're looking towards really experiencing the lightness of being and experiencing that we are immortal beings. And when we can vibrate with that frequency in ourselves, with that much light, with that much crystalline frequency, then we start to really move into rejuvenation, and we move into having that luminescence coming from our beings. And I was experiencing also that these eclipses and this portal time, I was also experiencing it like Carl Castaneda talks about, the luminous fibers he talks about coming from the navel center, that we're moving, we have the opportunity to move from a place, move forward. We think about the third chakra, free will, moving forward. With these luminous fibers being activated and interacting with the higher dimensions and interacting with the ethers, we now have a way to move forward from our luminous fibers in our navel center, so that we really are walking a path of light. And as we walk this path of light, we're interacting with light. So just with each breath, with each smile, with each remembrance of bringing the purple ray through, with each remembrance, and as we move forward from these lit up luminous fibers around our navel center, we're interacting. We really are walking a path of light, interacting with these higher frequencies of light that are coming onto the planet at this time. And this is leading to this feeling of self-empowerment, and it's leading to a new creation. And who knows what that creation is going to look like? You could feel inspired to paint a painting or feed a hungry child, or, you know, it's really creating this whole sense of liberation. And Yogi Bhajan used to say that the purpose of light is to become liberated. And this is a time when we can be liberated into that light, because that's what liberation is. It's freedom to move into the light, and it's freedom to leave a trail of light, like a trail of breadcrumbs, you know, from the old Hansel and Gretel story. To leave a trail of light for others to follow. And with these luminous fibers, as we move forward with them, we can leave that trail of light for others to follow. We really are lighting the way. And this is what this group is doing and others are doing. And this is the, again, what's happened with the planetary shift, the shift, the pole shift between these two eclipses, we can light the way for others to follow. What is the way of the goddess? What is the way of the light? How do you deep breathe? How do you stay connected to your physical body and not disconnect? And when you, how do you stay connected to the life in your physical body? How do you stay healthy? And those are the questions that we're looking at to reframe in the nine dimensions. Of course, the first dimension we've talked about, the crystalline core of the earth, is the Kundalini. So once we get energized with the Kundalini, then we move into the second dimension, which has to do with health, with staying healthy. So once you can vibrate your Kundalini, then you can tune into what your vibration is in relationship to how to stay healthy on the planet in a physical body. That's the second dimension. So obviously right now we have a huge explosion about people are really interested in health, you know, whether it's drinking green drinks or doing yoga. This is how do we stay healthy? That's like how do we look at the second dimension from a framework of what enhances life. So that's really the question for each dimension. What enhances life rather than people are questioning, you know, like medical practices more and more, like, well, maybe just getting whatever, certain things that just your doctor says, people just don't blindly follow their doctors anymore, or less people do. Since we have the internet and all kinds of information, people are looking for themselves. What's going to liberate them into feeling more alive? So people are, again, the luminous fibers, the free will, the self-empowerment. How do you move into life from a place of being empowered in life rather than told what to do or lied to? That's the second dimension. And, of course, the third dimension, like I said, the touchstone for that would really be, are we identified with what brings more life, what enhances life, or are we identified with something that's going to destroy life? So we can look through each dimension and say, what enhances, from what empowers, what brings more life to me, what brings more life to the people around me? So this is the transition that I think more and more people are understanding and moving into. We're looking at what is this potential that can be unleashed from really moving into life rather than feeling afraid like we have to control life or feeling afraid like somebody else has to tell us how to do things. What is the potential of each person if they were really allowed to be creative and all the ideas about free energy weren't squashed or people weren't afraid of being killed if they, you know, went up against some kind of institution or something? What would happen if life was just free to explode and expand and just create from life, to life, for life, and, you know, just a fountain of life flowing over the whole planet? So this is what we're working through, and we've got this cycle of Chiron Neptune, you know, that has been going on since March of 2000, and that will continue through March of 2012. So what is going to bring the deepest healing? The wounded healer. What is your dream? It's people's dream right now that's going to bring the healing. The Neptune is the dreamer. If you were just totally dreaming what life would be like for you if you were living to your full creative potential and you were activated and it was safe for you to be that way, that would be your healing. So that's what we're really looking at. What is your dream? What do you want to dream, and what do you want to bring into being, and who do you want to be when you grow up into a planet that nurtures life, that isn't controlled by these dark forces, so to speak? So we've got that along with the north node of the moon went into Sagittarius in March of 2011, and that remains there until September of 2012. So the north node of the moon, of course, the moon is the goddess, the female. So Sagittarius is the ninth house transformation. What's going to the higher mind? So if we can look at the world through the mind of the goddess, that's what the north node of the moon in Sagittarius says. That's what's going to bring transformation onto the planet. And it's each of you hold that goddess frequency and look at the world that way. And we've been, you know, working with our goddess group and the goddess cards and all that. That is the north node of the moon in Sagittarius. That's what we're going towards. That's what we're anchoring in. That's the frequency that we're working with, because what we're doing is we're changing the archetypical images, the symbolism, the myths that we've lived under. This is a time of new archetypes. So as certain energies go down, others arise. And so with this lunar eclipse that we just had, it was also in the sign of Sagittarius, and the moon was in Gemini. So Gemini's, again, the mind, rethinking our beliefs. So it's really a time to rethink how we look at things, rethink how we live, rethink how we actually live on the planet at this time. And also working with the archetype of Sagittarius, the wanderer, how we can wander and wonder and look at the world through the eyes of a child as we look with wonder, as we wander and imagine that we're on a whole new planet. And we can see the world with those eyes, through those new eyes, through those new frequencies, through those new energies. So that's the main energy that we have going on right now. The eclipse energy, this portal, this shift, is the main frequency reset that we've had for this week, and it's a really big frequency reset. So in honor of that frequency reset, that portal, I think we'll chant Tama. So here we go, just anchoring in that Divine Mother. Slowly come back, and then if anybody would like to say anything, you can. If you feel too bountiful, beautiful, and blissful, and you don't want to, that's okay too. Did what we were talking about resonate with you? Moving into the world, the portal being turned upside down, the mother energies. We've been talking about it, but that's what actually happened.
Satnam, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Over the last, at least a couple weeks, and how you talk about us being slow, or having more light and everything, and I really can feel this, and in my physical body, it seems like I just have not been as hungry as I have been, you know, like I almost have to like make myself eat, you know. It just seems that my appetite, you know, as more of these, you know, lighter or veils or however you want to explain that. I'm still in the dyslexic mode here. It seemed that, and it came to mind. I thought, wow, I think it was because, there's just so much more light, and I just felt that I just wasn't even that hungry anymore. But I know that, I have to keep eating. But it just that showed up for me anyway.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody want to share anything, how this is showing up for them? New way of looking at the world. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. It was so funny because I was pulled in meetings by people that needed energy during the time of the call. It was like someone was not feeling good, but he wanted to have a meeting right then, and I couldn't hear anything that you were talking. I was very calm. I was like, I'm in the energy anyway. And then I come, and such a joy was in me, exactly this feel of freedom and joy and wishing that everyone on the planet could be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, I think this was the topic of the conversation. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's off the press and told what to do. This is a time where we get to really, like, who am I, and open and be have the freedom to explore that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It says, Creed, I've been feeling a lot of light and energy surrounding me, and during my meditations, as if I'm vibrating at a different rate, if that makes sense. It's not the same. I used to feel certain vibrations, but it's as if they're more intense, or better yet, that they're moving faster, that they've increased their speed.
That's a good way to put it, too. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, the general energies, but it really depends on what, experience each one of you is having to kind of, interpret it for you, because it's such an individual experience. That's what we're saying. Each person gets to experience who they are more, and what can be more beautiful than that? That's what we're here. That's what I feel the Creator created it for. To be, have our own experiences and be an individual that, of course, lives in an alive universe. So it's the best of both worlds, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to be ourselves and be totally supported by all the life around us and each other and all that. Yeah, I feel a lot of excitement. Beautiful. So Saint Germain is here saying, remember to smile this week. And he will be blessing us with the purple ray, the purple frequency, the ninth dimension, the transformation, Sagittarius, all these nines, Sagittarius, ninth house, ninth dimension, spiritual transformation, moving into the void, into what's next, into recreating ourselves. So again, at the end of today, we're out of Mercury retrograde. So full steam ahead. If you get clarity about something, know that. Jump on it. Use that Uranian energy and go for it. Create something new, whatever that looks like. And that's the way that we'll be riding. And I'll be back here next week, the 20th, and then I'll take a couple weeks off while we all holidayize. And then we'll see what 2012 is. It's hard to believe this year is almost over, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a ride.
It came really quick.
Didn't it come really quick? Okay, so when we're ready, we're going to do a call for Tej Kreet's brother and anybody else that's left the planet, known or unknown, that we always include some other souls with this. There are souls hovering around us now. So.
Someone asked specifically for a woman named, I think there was a Helen and a Helena.
Okay.
That people put on the list.
Yeah.
And then she said her brother, the lady Helena's brother, Om. It's Om or Oma. She wanted him to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll put all those people in. Okay, inhale. Plane, may you go into the light with love, with support, and with confidence that you're entering into the plane of pure love. So be it, and so it is. Satnam, Waheguru. Waheguru. Beautiful, everybody.
Thank you.
I will talk to everybody next week, and we'll keep going. Have fun, and we'll see you then.
Satnam, thank you.
Satnam, thank you. Bye.
Bye.